So everyone's been complaining about Stav's cackling on the show. Numerous complaints. Adam, we already started recording. So
shut up, Adam.
Please don't speak if you're not speaking into a microphone.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, dude. So Stav's trying out a couple new laughs. That's number one. If you like number one, please text F-A-G-G-O-T to F-A-G-G-O-T-6. That's the classic one right there. That's number two. That's not one of the voting options.
You can't vote
You can't vote for that one.
The other one is...
That's Japanese schoolgirl. If you like that one, text F-A-G-G-O-T to 202-288-3031.
This next one.
Ha ha.
That's black guy. That's middle-aged black guy. It's a black
like
guy.
That.
That's black guy old enough to still have a white guy name laugh. So that's like a black guy. A black guy named Richard or something. So nice middle-class black man. Worked hard his whole life.
Yes, absolutely. You know?
He's got a job at a credit union.
He's been called the N-word a couple times in his life, but you know what? He just forgets about it.
Absolutely.
Because there's more important things in life.
Exactly. And he doesn't do reverse racism.
He doesn't.
No.
He's the best
kind. He knows
kind.
Better.
Yeah.
He's. What? And then we also have...
That one's real good. That one's got a good...
like a smoky resonance.
Yeah.
It's like old jazz man.
Yeah. Well, no, we already did old black guy.
Oh fuck! My
I thought we did middle
that.
Class middle aged.
We
black
did.
Guy.
There was a 10-year period where black guys had names like William and Richard, and then but prior to that, they were all like you know Thelonious or
that's such a
or
good
Jelly
one.
Roll. And then after
Arthur Beetlebug Jenkins.
Yeah, after William and Richard, that's when they went kind of goofy.
Yeah,
in the '80s. It started off...
What was the beginning?
Well, it started off with, like, traditional African names and, like, Arabic names, like Rashad and stuff like that.
I know a lot of black Demetriuses, which
yeah,
is...
It got
that's
a little crazy.
Yeah.
It got a little crazy towards, like, the 90s, and then now it's just...
Yeah.
It's literally obscene. It's vulgarity. Some of these
Barkevious
names...
Barkevious Mingo is my favorite.
Yeah.
Barkevious...
Debrickashaw Ferguson.
Hold on. Barkevious Mingo has a brother, too. Hold on.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix.
Fuck. What's Barkevious' name? Brother's name?
Oh, this tea is really bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
I haven't had any yet.
Yeah, it doesn't have any real flavor to it. It's just like...
Oh, gee, dude. Barkevious Mingo has a brother named Hutavious Mingo. He has a brother named Hugh Mingo.
All right, dude. It's okay if we're, like, doing, you know, a conceptual, like, racist thing. But if you're pointing out actual black men and demeaning them. Black men have accomplished a lot, by the way.
That's true.
You know?
Thanks,
I
Nick.
Agree, dude.
Yeah.
I agree that they have.
We can't be racist anymore. It's our fault for being...
You think it's we've caused Trump?
Yeah, I think irony did it.
Is it put us specifically?
Yeah, we did. You know, we actually have a decent amount of listeners. You think we don't because not many people who listen actually have the money to subscribe, but a lot of people listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you sent us the numbers finally.
We have 5 million people listening.
I was very surprised.
Yeah.
I should say pleasantly surprised.
We have as much people listen as watch Good Morning America.
That's true.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. We should have like the window, like Good Morning America, where people can look in with posters.
Well, we do
and
have
stuff.
A window.
We have a window.
Yeah. You can see the guy who wets himself outside the bodega.
And that black lady in the white sweatsuit.
The one that called me a bitch?
Who called a bitch ass something else. Do you remember, Adam? Do you want to say the word?
No, I already did that. One time is enough.
It was awesome.
So we got to talk about this. I saw Arrival the other night.
I heard that
we
it
have
sucked.
Arrival?
You know what? They should call it Removal, as in I wish they would remove this film from theater.
Will
said it was really
departure,
bad.
Departure, as if I'm leaving halfway through the film.
Uh-oh.
The arrival at the concession stand was the best part of the movie, folks.
Oh, my God.
When I got some Reese's peanut butter cups. Wow, I'm pre-diabetic, really extremely high estrogen levels, and I watch movies.
Man, you're like a mean Sandy Kenyon right now.
Yeah. I'm Sandy Kenyon. My skin is held together by cum. I'm 800 years old.
I'm Sandy Kenyon. I died of AIDS 15 years ago.
Yeah. I'm a zombie, and the rest of the news anchors come on me to keep me alive. That guy looks terrible.
Sandy Kenyon. What, for non-New York listeners, yeah, the cabs have like video screens in New York, and they have like the ABC film critic, the ABC News film critic, who has never not liked a movie.
Yeah, I'm Sandy Kenyon. Sure,
well, I also, my favorite thing in the cabs is like how they easy Jeopardy to trick people into watching Jeopardy.
Oh my God, the easiest.
They have like this movie featuring toys is also quite a story. Like, just the dummies are like, oh, I know it. It's Bug's Life. And, all right, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And then they watch real Jeopardy and they're like, what the fuck is a state bird?
Yeah, why do people have state birds?
The state birds, state flowers, state dogs, state
body
insects,
more Myrtleland,
state
Orioles,
fish,
motherfucking black-eyed Susan.
Black-eyed Susan, Chesapeake Bay Retriever,
Cal Ripken.
You know what our
junior
sport, state sport? Jousting.
Yeah.
I thought it was football. And
no. Do you know the Maryland state motto?
Get head or die trying.
No, it's actually pretty terrible. It's manly deeds, womanly words.
Ooh. Yeah. I like
that's
that.
That's awesome. That's me, basically. Yeah, yeah, that's my life, dude.
That was
that's where you talk like a bitch, but hit like a man. It's like a Steve Harvey quote. Is what the
no, I was
going to
say,
I
couldn't think of his name because I smoked too much weed, but it sounds like the guy, the shit guy from The Wire.
Yeah. Clay Davis. You got to stop doing the podcast high, man.
I'm not high right now.
None of the big podcasts do that.
No, what are you talking about?
No one's high.
Rogan's on DMT.
Dude,
what if
every
the
episode
police are listening?
Dude? He's taking Alpha Brain though, dude. We gotta start taking Alpha Brain, dude.
What's that? A steroid?
It makes you fucking sharp, dude.
Yeah.
Makes you smart and sharp. It's like a fucking supplement. It's like a fake supplement that Joe Rogan peddles.
Arrival was so bad, you would have thought Mike Pence walked in.
I bet if he did, the movie would have booted.
Yeah. Wait. Wait, I don't know if that joke works. We're talking about how bad the movie is.
No, it works. It works.
It was fine. Yeah. And topical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that movie sucks dick, dude. It's really bad.
Who's it? Rachel
McAdams?
Aren't people
saying it's good?
Who's the girl scientist?
It's what's her face? No, it's Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Amy
not
Adams
Rachel McAdams.
And Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens in it? Do you see your titties?
First of all, let's get some POCs up in the mix, folks.
Uh-oh.
Why does it still have to be a white couple? We got aliens on planet Earth.
Well, the aliens were black.
Why can't it be that the screaming disabled woman I saw on Twitter the other day? She would have been great to be there. That's right. Did we talk about a Ghost in the Shell that was coming out and everyone was like mad that it was Scarlett Johansson
instead of a
and they're like,
Japanese
oh, here's
woman.
Who you could have cast. Oh, yeah, we definitely did talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, Forrest Whitaker's in it. And then he's doing this bizarre, I guess he's like, the character is like a background character, you know, he's like
Forrest Whitaker's character.
Yeah, he's like a general or whatever, you know. And so they have him doing this weird accent, like he's like, the aliens are gonna be here for another 20 minutes. Like he's supposed to be
Boston?
From like Boston or something, but it just sounds like awful.
Ugh. Black guys from
but it's
Boston
like,
don't talk that way, by the way.
They don't because they were in their own shtetl.
Yeah,
they got.
I've heard black people from Massachusetts.
They got a weird mix though.
Yeah.
It comes out every once in a while.
Yeah.
Gangstar is from Boston. I don't know why I said that. Okay.
Are they?
Yeah.
Huh. That's
Guru is from Boston. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're like the only successful Boston rappers besides like House of Pain or
House
whatever.
House of Pain, baby.
Yeah.
Jump around.
And
my dick.
And Patrice O'Neal. Does
and
that
Patrice.
Count?
Yeah.
Anything black people do is rapping.
And jazz. Yeah. It's jazz. I think one time my grandma, someone said something about Snoop Dogg and she's like, is he a jazz singer?
Jelly Roll, Snoop Dogg. So he's in it, and he doesn't really do anything, but I'm just going to ruin the movie because I don't see it, you know? So I don't care if I spoil it.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that, didn't people say it was good?
Yeah, a lot of people say it's their most anticipated movie of the year.
Who's anticipating movies?
I anticipate a movie.
I don't anticipate shit. Except maybe, you know, a sandwich that I've like just purchased and I'm unwrapping it.
Sandy Kenyon.
What about a fucking...
He just anticipates death. It's a minute away.
I want to see that boxing movie because I saw Creed last year and that shit was tight.
The Miles Teller movie?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what it is.
Is it a Boston movie?
I don't know. I'm not shitting on Miles Teller. He seems like a bit of a dickhead in interviews.
Yeah, I don't fuck with him, actually.
He's not a bad actor.
I don't like his face.
Whiplash was tight.
Yeah, nobody likes his face. He looks like he got mauled by a dog as an infant.
You know, it's incredibly hideous.
They made his fucking nose out of his elbow.
Yeah, it looks like that, but it's been so long that the scars
it's smoothed
have,
over.
It's like kind of getting thrown
in. You know who looks... Who looks real bad? I don't understand how he keeps getting work. Jeremy Renner. He looks like the dog from Men in Black. He looks like a pug straight up.
Yeah, well, Renner and Skarsgård I confuse all the time.
Really?
That's who's in Arrival is Jeremy Renner. It's not Skarsgård.
It's Renner.
Isn't Skarsgård sexier than Renner?
Skarsgård looks way better.
He does, but yeah. I forget the difference between them. It's like one of those weird like Gary Busey, Nick Nolte sort of things.
Right.
Well,
doesn't Skarsgård have a hog too? Have a nice fat hog on him?
Does he?
I think that's what I heard.
I don't know.
What's
man.
His name does? Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. I know
who Jeremy Renner. They have the same penis. That's why they
share dicks.
Busey, Nick Nolte, same dick. Anne Frank, Helen Keller, same dick.
Huge hog.
Yeah.
I bet you Busey has like a big goofy dick.
Yeah, with teeth. That dick, that's not my dick. But the movie sucks.
Yeah, I guess don't see it. I haven't seen it, but don't.
Wait, what happens with the aliens?
Well, the plot of the movie
Are the aliens nice or mean?
Is there titties in it?
The movie opens and there's this woman whose like daughter has died of like cancer or some shit.
Oh, she has a past.
She has a past.
Oh,
or
shit.
Does she?
Or does she?
So she has a daughter has a cancer shit. And then so the aliens come and she's like the best in linguistics or whatever. So the aliens arrive and the army needs her to talk to the aliens, you know. Because it's, you know, one of those movies where it's like, look, I just know how to shoot a gun. I'm a general at the Pentagon and I'm dumb. So I need you to explain talking to me. You know?
That's true.
And then they bring the scientists in. And the scientist, it's her and this other, you know, she's like the linguist. And then she meets Renner, who's the scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Who's just, you know, I forget that they're like, oh, he's a theoretical physicist. But they never tell you what he does exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
he's just
scientist.
A science. Yeah.
Even though graphs.
What she does is science, you know. And so then they have this dumbass scene where they meet in the helicopter and he's reading her book and he's like, oh, language is the cornerstone to all civilization. He's like, that's very good. Even though it's incorrect. And she's like, it's incorrect. And he's like, yes, the cornerstone to all civilization is science.
Oh my God. Nice. Yeah.
Also, I love that it's like math. One sentence boils down everything she's ever fucking written.
It's like the first page of her book. Like, imagine if someone actually did that.
Wait,
to
isn't
you.
That
written
the
a
same?
Book and-
isn't that the same as Contact with Jodie Foster, where they were like, they sent the aliens math because that's the universal
language is prime numbers. They also have a prime numbers scene in this movie.
Oh, really?
Do they?
Where they're like, we gave the prime numbers to the aliens. So basically, they meet the aliens,
numbers,
and it's like an hour and a half of her trying to figure out how to communicate with the aliens who have some, you know, weird circle language or some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And then they find out the aliens have like a weapon or whatever that they want to give humanity. Yeah. It's like, you know, all the other countries, particularly China, by the way, they place a lot of blame on China for almost
really,
killing everyone.
I thought you can't do that anymore because they're such a big film market.
Well, in this movie, they're accusing China of, you know, being trigger happy.
I appreciate it. Like the new Red
Dawn.
They
probably like that, dude. China probably likes that shit.
They remade Red Dawn and they made China the bad guys. And
I didn't even bother watching it. The original Red Dawn is perfect. I don't know why you would fucking...
That's all they do is remake shit.
Yeah.
But like in post, they changed it to North Korea because they didn't want to alienate the film audience and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's how shitty movies make all their money back.
International.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, so it turns out that what the aliens do is they teach Amy Adams she can just see time as like a nonlinear thing, so she can see into the future and the past or whatever.
Whoa.
And it's like, you know, the daughter that died of cancer is actually, that's in the future. And whoa. So she's been, had been seeing like the kid that does the cameo. Shit. And so nice. It's like some kind of dumb. But then it's like, you know, she's like asked the aliens, like, why are you helping us? Or why are you like, what's your purpose here? And they're like, we need your, we help you now with this so that you can help us in 3,000 years. And so then the movie ends. It's like, well, help them how? Or like, why yeah, how are you even helping them? You're just telling this one woman how to see into the future?
Yeah.
How does that help humanity? You almost destroy the entire fucking world just to help one woman learn how to see in the future. And then she doesn't even stop her kid from dying of cancer. That just has to happen because then I guess it's predetermined or something. They don't explain that.
The space.
So what's the point of even seeing in the future if you can't change
it's
that
It's a
shit.
Shitty movie for people who liked Inception and like not much
what's
thought went into
Chris
it.
What's
the
Chris Nolan
was dog
space
shit.
One? It was
Inception.
So bad. No, Inception
is
the dreams.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. What a piece
I didn't
of
see that.
So
Interstellar at least had, you know, first of all, I don't think McConaughey has ever not like delivered at least a decent performance.
I love getting ahead.
And so I think he can take a shitty, like head. A Time to Kill is a shitty fucking movie.
Oh yeah, sure.
And he's great in it. That script sucks.
Well, he's very charismatic. Yeah. He's got a lot of charisma. He could fucking carry a shitty ass script.
There's one thing I love about elementary school is that I get older, they stay the same age.
What?
Elementary school.
Oh, he fucks children in this bit.
Oh, yeah.
And Dazed and Confused. Speaking of, we got to talk about Pizzagate, which I'm starting to believe is real.
What's Pizzagate? I was so just awesome. Oh, the Podesta emails.
Yeah, so there was one Podesta email that the alt-right
Comic Ping
guys
Pong sent. Follows me on Instagram.
Do they?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude!
I think they
wait,
might
the
follow
Stabby
me.
Baby account.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I think they might follow me on Twitter because I knew the girl that was the booker there when we were in DC.
Ask her if they rape children. If that's a satanic.
You want me to?
Sasha? I think her name's Sasha. Well, I'm not gonna say
call
her.
Up. Let's call Sasha now on the podcast. We'll plug her into the fourth mic and ask her if. If they
should we
children.
Just call them? Just call their regular number.
Yeah,
and be like, "Hi."
They're just probably
if fuck children.
You. Yeah, yeah. That's how it works. So anyhow, there was like one email that said something like,
"Oh fuck, they unfollowed me." Anyway.
They unfollowed you probably because they have spies listening to the podcast.
They know we're onto them.
Yeah. So it's mostly just alt-right, like bullshit, conspiracy theory bullshit. But then there's like one or two things that are like, well, hold on.
The
guy who owns the restaurant is just likes nothing but pictures of like almost naked infants on Instagram. It's like
comment pick
yo, for real?
Yeah. The guy that owns the place.
What's
all
his
these,
name?
All his like Alafiente or something or some shit. But yeah, I forget his name.
Where is it in Cleveland Park? It's like upper northwest.
It's like Friendship Heights or Championship
Friendship Heights.
Yeah.
It's on Connecticut.
So there's like, you know, a couple of things that are like, okay, this does raise like an eyebrow, and I'm so hoping it turns out to be real.
We should just call them and be like, "Hi, I'd like to order a sausage pizza."
Yeah,
with an extra tight asshole
pizza party, if you know what I mean.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, if those alt-right guys were really good at deciphering codes, I mean that would be like a huge asset for President Trump.
They accused him like of the posting talkers. Like they were like, "Oh, he posted like what looks like child pornography on his Instagram." And then they're like, "We can't even repost it here. That's how bad it is." And then I finally found what they were talking about, and it's just some Jeff Koons shit. You know, so it's like not
Jeff
even.
Koons does suck dick.
Yeah,
he sucks, but it's not child porn.
Yeah, it's not child porn.
Yeah, but it's like if Lisa Frank. Did
but I
want
to believe, dude. That should
and
be
spent a lot of money on.
Yeah,
it
should be dog flower bullshit.
There should be like a show like The X-Files, but they just like investigate. Powerful pedophile rings.
That'd be great. Like
Mulder was molested as a kid, and Scully just doesn't believe victims.
Wasn't that what?
That's the new X-Files.
I was very upset about True
Mulder.
Detective
there wasn't even a party at that frat that night.
Well, Mulder, what was she wearing?
That would be a great show.
This doesn't believe any victims whatsoever.
Yeah, she's the skeptic, and he's the guy that was molested.
I don't know, Mulder's not adding up. What were you saying, Adam?
No, it wasn't funny or that good.
Oh
yeah, that tea is tastes like chemicals.
Yeah, it's I don't know how it's tea if there's no leaves, right? It's just like crystals.
It's crystals.
It's like hot
Cristal.
What's
you guys ever drink
Cristal? The champagne.
Have you ever had Cristal?
One time, I did.
Man, I've drank nothing but Cristal when I was.
I drank Cristal when I was 14.
I'm talking about Remy. You know,
Moët.
Yeah, Remy. You know,
Moët.
Hypnotic.
I used to drink a lot of Hypnotic.
Oh yeah,
in high school.
Yeah, Malibu.
And Malibu.
I was off that Malibu.
Yeah,
Malibu and orange soda, bitch.
Southern Comfort is so disgusting.
It's just whiskey.
One night I got drunk off Di Serrano, and I drank an entire bottle of Di Serrano, and I was having to chase it with Jack Daniels, the fucking Di Serrano.
Jesus
soda.
Christ.
I was having to drink cups of Jack Daniels after the Di Serrano.
What's Di Serrano, like some bullshit liqueur?
Yeah, it's like an amaretto liqueur.
I could fuck that shit up, though. Soco Amaretto Lime, bitch. Do you guys ever go to that bar in fucking right by Brass Monkey in DC and Adams Morgan, where they just put shit in like squirt bottles?
Madam's Organ?
No. They just serve you. It's just some shithole bar.
Oh yeah, it's like at the top of
that hill.
Yeah. I think they closed that place down.
Probably. It was illegal as fuck. It was all cash, and they just like served you liquor in a fucking ketchup bottle. You just squirted it in your mouth. It was awesome.
The first place I ever bought like a glass bowl was right there on 18th.
Oh yeah,
at that newsstand place.
I know that place. Yeah. Adams Morgan used to be cool. I think now it's kind of.
Does it suck? What's cool now? Petworth
in DC. I think Petworth is fancy now.
Yeah. DC sucks, dude.
Yeah, DC does suck.
DC sucks.
Yeah, but basically everything that is in New York sucks.
That's true.
It's true.
I mean, like, you go to any other fucking city.
No, I fuck with Baltimore.
Oh, this is okay. Come on, dude.
Yeah. Baltimore's fun, dude.
No, it's not.
It's shitty and nice, and the fucking everything is stupid. Like, everything's cheap as fuck. You get fucked up. The Crown is funny. It's an old Korean mall.
How easy it was to, like, just drive drunk everywhere and fucking go out and spend like $20 on drinks, and I somehow I got trashed. It was very easy to get drunk.
$20. Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's cool. Yeah.
And people being tight. Like, "Are you okay to drive?" I'd be like, "Not at all."
Well, that's the thing with DC. It's expensive and it sucks dick.
And there's no cheap quick food to eat.
Did you see that shitty article that was like, I think it was in the Washington Post that was like, people are worried that Obama made DC cool and like the real estate market might suffer under Trump.
Gentrification might get reversed. Trump might liberate DC.
It just becomes a thriving black community.
It becomes a Trump city again.
All those people that were displaced.
All those uncool people. These uncool single mothers.
Yeah, that's why they kicked the blacks out.
White people were moving to DC to be close to Obama. That's so much worse than gentrification.
Well, they'll still be around. Isn't he staying so his youngest daughter can finish school?
No, he's moving back to Kenya.
No, he
said, I'm going back to my birthplace and hometown, Kenya, Africa, population 20,000. Gonna get a job at my dad's spear shop.
At his gay prostitution shop.
My dad, who was born there and lives there. I'm gonna work in his spear shop.
Shouts out Malik Obama, though.
Malik Obama is
my man.
Awesome.
Oh, fuck. I hope he's the fucking ambassador to Kenya. This fucking Make America Great.
Who's that?
Man.
His brother?
His half brother is Kenyan. His dad's other son.
Yeah.
Hates everything. Clearly just mad that his brother's so much more successful than him.
He loves Trump.
He loves Trump.
He loves him, dude.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
his Twitter's
on election
great.
Day, he's like, we did it. Make America great again.
We made America great.
We will become the best
Obama's
country.
Dad was like a deadbeat like piece of shit, right?
Yeah, he was raised by his grandparents.
Yeah.
His Kenyan grandparents. White Kenyans.
His white Kenyan grandparents.
His Rhodesian grandparents.
White Kenyan.
White. Yeah, Malik's tight, though. I wonder what he's up to.
That's a better name than Barack, too.
Malik is a good-ass name. Yeah. Barack's tight.
Barack's
dude, now
cool.
People are naming their kids.
Like Barack
Josh.
Malik's middle name is Reagan, too, which is a weird twist.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So they got one Hussein and one Ray.
Yeah.
This kid I know that we call Chopper is naming his son Barack.
That's so awesome.
Just like some fucking kid in Baltimore.
Did I ever tell you about that retarded Greek kid I went to elementary school with?
No.
There was a retarded kid who was Greek.
Uh-oh.
And his last name was like Economides or some shit.
Yeah.
And his parents named him Reagan. So his name is Reagan Economides.
No way.
I swear to God, dude. And it was like, I remember always trying to figure out, like, okay, so either his parents were like, you know, Democrats.
Liberals.
There were liberals that like either there were Republicans that like liked Reagan, so they named their son after, you know, Reagan economics,
right?
And then the kid turned out to be retarded in a cruel twist of fate.
Yeah.
Or the doctor was like, look, he's gonna be born retarded, and they were like, let's name him after Reaganomics.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened.
Just liberals with a retarded son and the best sense of humor on earth.
I remember putting that together in like sixth grade, and I was like, holy shit. is so fun. It was just this dumb kid. I threw rocks at his head all the time. You know? And then it turned out as
he keeps pissing his
what
pants.
What was he like?
They say it's trickling down.
Yeah.
What was he like? What was Reagan like?
I don't know. I actually never interacted with him. I just knew he was in like the special education class, and I saw his name in the yearbook, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Did he have like a real retarded face, or could he pass in a still picture?
I don't remember what he looked like. You actually.
Oh, that doesn't sound right. Like handsome and charming.
No.
And like very masculine.
Like a
and
dumbass.
Like a cool guy that everyone respects.
Like mentally
and women,
disabled.
Women want to have sex with.
He's bald at age 5.
Plenty of hair. Keeps his hair short, like as a choice. Like could grow it out, like if he wanted to. Is that what he looks like? Because.
Nah, you're really.
That sounds pretty good.
Clear
I didn't know.
Here.
I didn't know retarded guys were that handsome.
Actually, my mom worked at. Like,
what are you laughing at, Adam?
My mom worked at this daycare center, and they had like you know retarded kids there, like mentally disabled kids, and there was this one kid, Paul, that looked exactly like Val Kilmer, but like young, like Batman Val Kilmer.
That's a handsome
like,
man.
Like he looked beautiful. Yeah, and like, there was, you know, I remember seeing that like the special needs bus stop one time and they all, you know, sort of lumber off. And then like Paul just gets off looking like a male model. And then he's like, are we going to McDonald's? It's just funny because it's like, you know, the male inverse of like the dumb blonde stereotype.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's hot, but she's retarded.
You know what it might have been? It might have been the real Val Kilmer just doing a, you know, method acting kind of thing. Yeah.
For his next role, Batman.
For Batman. Yeah. He's learning how to be retarded.
A beautiful retarded man.
He's like, he's going into like development meetings or whatever. And he was like, have you considered this? The man is half man, half bat. But what if he developed the mind of a bat? And so he thought like a bat, but with the same cognitive ability. And they're like, okay, did you read any of the materials we sent you?
No, I didn't. I was too busy with my shitty
Actually,
band.
I've been pretending to be retarded to get free lunch and bus rides.
That would make a great sex slave, a beautiful retarded man. Like you just have him for like if you're like a rich woman.
That's
like
the Greek mind for you right there, buddy.
Yeah, how to make someone a sex
retarded
slave?
People.
I'm just saying, dude, if you're gonna enslave someone sexually, you fucking reward him with like a fucking Twix every time he sucks your dick. Or you suck his dick. Look, whoever. Maybe he's not gay. I don't know. I don't want him for me. I mean just in general, someone else. You guys want to talk about something else?
Yeah.
I'm tired of talking about this. Not, you know, that's the only reason I want to change the subject, because I'm tired of talking about it.
About your weird Buffalo Bill for retards fantasy?
I don't want to fuck him. I'm saying if someone wants to fuck a beautiful retarded man, that's a pretty good sex slave.
Silence
that's what
to
I'm
the
saying.
Mongoloids. Hello, Chris. You know what I always loved about Silence of the Lambs? Like, so they show you like Hannibal Lecter's cell, and he's supposed to be like the most evil genius in the world.
Yeah, very
and
scary.
So he's like in there, and he's got all these books, and he's listening to classical music and stuff. And he's supposed to be scary because he's such like an intellectual, and he eats people, and you know she has to consult with him. And then she's leaving, and she's like, "Goodbye, Dr. Lecter." And then the guy who's literally the next cell over just throws cum in her face.
Yeah.
It's just some cum throwing guy. And it's like a regular cell. And it's like, what wing of the prison is that? Who do you keep
it
there?
It wasn't poo. It was cum.
No, it was cum.
It was cum. It was cum.
And it was it's probably the most realistic cum in a major motion picture I've ever seen.
It was probably real cum.
Yeah.
How many cum scenes are there? Like, what do you remember?
Not many.
There's something about Mary.
Yeah. The MPAA gets pretty mad about that shit.
About cum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I was just watching
something about Mary shit looks ridiculous.
This was a big. This is a big.
It looks like fucking like hot glue.
This was a big trope in '90s comedies, like being like, "Oh, I just milked a cow," and then they're like, "We don't have a cow. That's a bull."
Yeah.
That was like a big.
What was that? Was that Tim Allen movie where he's Amish?
Kingpin. No, it was. I was watching it today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was
Tim Allen's not in Kingpin.
Woody.
No, there's a different one.
No, but Woody. Woody's with the Amish. He's like, oh,
Santa Claus. Oh, too?
Yeah, I got an early start today. Milking the cow, he drinks out of the bucket. Yeah. And he's got like jizz all over his hands. Yeah. That movie is so fucking funny.
I love they go, we don't have a cow, and it's like, well, you wouldn't have just a bull. That's not how any farm works at all.
What kind of farm are you running?
Yeah. Oh, I just finished milking the horse. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I sucked its dick. Get it? The cats were just milked. I don't know if that picks up.
I don't think it picked up.
Yeah. No. Well, now I just look like an asshole.
You look like a fucking idiot.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Hell yeah, dude.
Can you milk me, Greg?
Very famous. Very famous milk joke. Yeah, 90s comedy had all these like tropes that really need to make a comeback. The laxative gag.
Laxative.
That was huge. Shit. Someone accidentally having a laxative, and then
the Farley Brothers.
Well,
had
that Dumb and Dumber scene is like 7.5 minutes long.
Yeah, it's true. They
killed
the whole
genre. About
how
badly I just want to see what that looked like on the shooting script.
Yeah, you did mention that.
Maybe I'm not sure.
Like how many pages are like still diarrhea?
Dude, I wonder how many. Diarrhea. I really do want to know how many cum scenes there are in movies, dude.
How many movies there are with actual cum?
We got to figure this out. If you know of any movie scenes with cum, tweet at Adam specifically.
Yeah. I'll collect them. I'll bring it back for the next premium episode.
And also, if you can get us PlayStations.
Yeah.
What's Phil? We haven't told people to tweet at Phil for some time.
Well, someone wrote on his band's Facebook wall, and
Phil
was
got mad.
Okay.
He was like,
"We'll keep doing that."
Adam, goes, that's an interesting haircut.
That was annoying.
Going. You look like the Coney Island guy.
This haircut?
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like.
They're parting it in the middle.
Oh, yeah,
I stole
yeah.
his
what,
hat.
No, I'm trying to go like Tool Time kids, you know? The
oh,
kids.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good look.
They all had the center parts.
Mark, you look like a penis. This is how everyone in school looks, Mom.
Or fucking, what's his name? Mr. Matthew. Not Mr. Matthew.
Fucking
Boy Meets World. Rider Strong.
Feeney.
Yeah.
Rider Strong.
Rider Strong.
Which is like such a porn name.
They're like, we want our son to get fucked on camera. He's going to be the most famous. I saw a Peter North video and I said, that's going to be my boy one day. I'm going to get my boy in them
Dude,
pictures.
Who goes to, I follow some literally retarded people from the Anthony Cumia universe. Bobo and then another guy.
Yeah.
And
that's like the final level of talk radio is when you have a mentally disabled man.
Yeah.
It's a part of the show.
I think that was like a Stern thing.
They used
first,
to do
right?
it. They used to
well,
do
crackhead, was it Crackhead Bob?
What, that Beetlejuice? Is he retarded?
Beetlejuice looks retarded.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
course. But Bobo,
I follow
they used
Beetlejuice
to do this thing.
On Instagram.
They
great
used
account.
To, they used
How
to
is
this
he
thing?
Still alive?
I don't know.
He's doing great.
Yeah.
It's weird. He should have died years ago.
Crackhead Bob died.
Of course. Did,
yeah.
Crackhead as an epithet is not a good sign for your life expectancy.
Yeah.
If that's your fucking lead in. But this guy, Bobo, they would do this thing where it was like they would have like, they would show him porn and he would get hard and then they would just like start talking about the Mets and he would like immediately lose his boner. Like that was the big
like
game.
They were scientists.
The up down game.
Yeah. Didn't Eastside Dave beat him off on
his
show?
Eastside Dave literally beat him off.
Oh my God.
Anyway, he goes to like,
that's what we need. We need like a fucking zany.
No, we don't, dude. This is more highbrow than that.
Come on, man.
Oh yeah, we're intellectuals.
Who would beat off
the
retarded guy?
I forgot. We already did
not
our socialism
me.
That's the key
episode.
To being good at comedy now is pretending you're a public intellectual. Like Bill Maher.
Yeah. Why is everyone? Why did comics have to pretend they're smart, dude?
You read
it
that
used to be.
You read that quote from Norm where he was like,
Yeah, saying comics are modern day philosophers is so offensive to modern day philosophers. Yeah,
these people are actually philosophers.
Real modern day philosophers.
And then when he was like, "If you can give me, if you can tell me one funny socially conscious joke,
I'll give you $1 million.
I'll give you $1 million." Norm's the best, dude. Yeah. Norm rules hard as shit.
He's the best comic, man.
I just finished his book. It's incredible. Read that shit. Come, children. You all right,
well,
all
we're
read
not sponsored by them, so please don't.
Yeah.
All right,
but we are.
Please
sponsored
don't recommend
by
anything. That, it's excellent. No, they blew me off. Oh, I was talking with them for a little bit.
Really?
And by talking to them, I mean I emailed them, and they were like, "Yeah, we'll read your email. I'll read your email later this tonight." And then they read it, and then they never got back.
Whatever, man. We'll go with the fucking competing. Like, is there like an off-brand Fleshlight company? Because Fleshlight's like Kleenex, right? It's like the pocket
where it's like
pussy
synonymous with
yeah
the actual
yeah
item.
I'll figure it out.
We should get the off-brand. We should raise the profile of a different
well
pocket
isn't
pussy
it that
company
they like do like plastic molds of real porn stars' pussies and then like
yeah
make.
Well, as soon as Avatar came out, they were like, "Fuck the aliens from Avatar." Yeah.
That is like
yo
the
that
most
scene in Avatar where they like fuck with their tails.
I don't remember
like
that. I fucking hated
tails
that movie.
That
so
movie
much
sucked.
I
so
saw
bad
it in theaters with Norman, and I went to one of those draft house places where mm-hmm you can just order drinks at the table.
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Oh, let me get a bucket of Newcastles," and they just bring you a six pack on ice in a bucket. And then I was like, you know, offer one to Norman. He's like, "Oh, no, thanks." And I was like, "All right, well, I guess I'll just drink all these beers."
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I drank all of them within like the first 7 minutes of the movie. And then like immediately passed out and like dude woke up and the lights were on in the theater and like a janitor was like shaking me. And then I had to watch it at home. And maybe if I saw it in theaters, I wouldn't have hated it as
no
much.
It sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it in theaters.
I never saw it.
The action, I just like, why, like, you want to talk about tropes? It's like Giovanni Ribisi's like the evil businessman. He's like, mm-hmm, he's literally just playing golf in his space office. He's just doing that little putt putt thing where it's like, why is every
I love that
evil businessman
I love
playing little golf?
Yeah, that's
in their
that's
fucking
that's
office
been that's been gone since the 90s, too.
Well,
that's
the baseball insane, but they did the it baseball fucking bad thing, too. Like, yeah, the Wall Street guy that just is like in a meeting standing up, like yeah shooting off ideas and has a baseball
working
bat
on his swing.
Yeah.
That's an it's an Halton Catch Fire.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
like
yeah
Halton Catch
that
Fire
sucks. Yeah, yeah.
He even goes to the extent of like throwing the ball up and trashing his apartment by hitting the ball into like the wall.
Cool.
Yeah.
Real cool.
I just thought it'd be funny to shoot like a commercial for like, you know, prescription medication. It opens with like an old guy throwing a ball to somebody in a field. And then he's like, you know, and then I was having problems, blah, blah, blah. And then it cuts to like inside a kitchen. And then he still has another football. And he's like, and that's, and he just destroys, like hits the china cabinet or something. It just shatters all over the floor. A good physical comedy bit. And
that
I
would
asked
be nice
my doctor about Zimbralta. Zimbrutalon. Every medicine is actually an Italian surname.
Dude, have you seen the fucking, there's a I was watching a Hitler documentary right
oh
on,
I love this.
And there's so Frank Thomas is the fucking spokesman
the big
for
hurt
a product called Nugenix.
What?
It's called Nugenix. And it's like,
what's the problem like, with that, dude?
You can't fucking you can, and it's like supposed to be, it's like this fake vitamin that makes you, you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah
basically
yeah
saying it's testosterone, whatever testosterone does for you, mm-hmm, they claim it does. It's like, you're an older man, you need to pick in your step, all that kind of shit. Mm. But it's called Nugenix. It's like, yeah, you fucking can't. I mean, come on. And then to show it during a Hitler fucking documentary, that is too fucking good.
What
man
was the focus of the Hitler documentary?
It was like the rise of Hitler.
Okay.
The point is, it sounds like eugenics.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are really your only options. The rise of Hitler, the fall of Hitler.
No, then
there's
you
never
do
a
that
documentary that's like, you know, yeah, just Hitler having a, you know.
No, then they had the Nazis and the occult ones. Those are big.
Those are fun.
Then not the drugs ones, too.
I always loved that Nazi.
They found out he was on
obsession
speed the whole time.
The people that almost like took over the entire world. That, you know, these they're like not ethnic cleanse. They were literally murdering like people.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
murdering
yeah
people in death camps. And they were like, but we also have to find Santa. Because yeah, he is real.
Well, it's not spooky enough unless they believe in ghouls.
Yeah, 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 it's like, oh, yeah, we got to make these guys more evil.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
let's like make them scarier.
They're shooting children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were laughing about daylight it. We were laughing. Did we talk about that on the podcast in like Nightmare Before Christmas when he goes out into the forest and they have all the doors for the different like holidays? You
oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And Jack Skeleton's
the
like
load screen.
Where am I? You know, and he's in the. Yeah. But then there's like one of the trees just has a
swastika on it, and he like goes in there and he learns about like the Holocaust, and he comes back to Halloween Town. He's like, "No, guys, it's great. It's called the Holocaust." And they're like, "Is there candy?" And he's like, "But they don't understand. Zygmillion was so great." It's like sad song about how they don't appreciate the Holocaust. The Czech skeleton's all excited about it because it's make believe, like all the other holidays.
Yeah. They should have Kevin Durant do the remake of that, play Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
Nice KD burn.
Who was it in the first one? Yeah. It's Chris Sarandon.
Some people like that.
In the first one.
Kevin Durant is on the new cover of a Rolling Stone, and Phil sent me a text on Friday night that was like, "I'm not sure who Kevin Durant is, but I think this is an incredibly unflattering photo of him." He looks terrible. I don't
really
know why I brought that up. Yeah.
He mean mugged Drake at the game at the.
That was
the
so
last,
cool.
Was
yeah,
tight.
He did a fuck off me thing.
Yeah,
to Drake.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, just fucking.
I wish I had a magazine. I would if I had like editorial control of Vanity Fair. I would like invite Lindy to just be on the cover, and then just completely Photoshop her into like a 110-pound woman.
Like Kate Moss, like 90s, yeah. Like heroin chic. Like Calvin Klein hats.
Yeah, Lindy West, the 90s.
You just use her hair. Yeah. Like it's just no part of her whatsoever.
You take one of her arms and make the whole person out of it.
And then when people get mad, be like, "Why? What did I do?
Just a little light retouching." Yeah.
All magazines do it. Yeah, it's not. This is an industry standard thing. I love it. Like, have her head like not even on center for like the neck. Yeah, like have her like sort
fuck
of tilted.
Oh, dude, we gotta get a magazine now. Yeah. That settles that.
Yeah, well, I gotta hit up Anna Wintour and see if she still wants my service.
What was going on there? Someone just lied about that?
Yeah, it was like a game of telephone where everything got fucked up.
They just wanted you to tell jokes.
I never understood
that. Anna's apartment.
Oh, it's like a big game of telephone. It's like, I don't fuck up information on the telephone.
No.
I have no problem relaying information through the telephone.
No, the game telephone.
What game telephone?
The game where you have like a secret thing and all the kids sit in a circle. Like you have like a secret thing, and then the kid whispers it, and then they all whisper it around, and then by the end they changed it into something people misheard.
Oh, I thought that was just spreading rumors. I didn't realize that was a game.
No, it's a game called Telephone that we play at our elementary
you
school.
You hadn't heard of that?
I thought that was a game called telling everyone that Brian Richardson got fingered by the gym teacher.
Well, that's what I used to do, is like I used to change it completely and then get in trouble for it.
Yeah, people would be so mad. They were such bad boys.
Yeah, yeah. I was a bad boy. I'd be like, "Teacher's gay." Did you guys ever call your mom gay?
No.
I've done that. I when I was a kid, I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, "Mom, you're so fucking gay."
You called your mom gay?
Yeah, because when you're like,
that's so disrespectful.
How
so
dare you do to both women?
She was
and
just
gay
telling
people
me the other day in bed about how disrespectful you were growing up.
Yeah, I couldn't make out what she was saying. It was like a lot of, she was like gargling a lot, but it did seem like she was mad at you.
I don't think that's really nice to say that about my mom.
What?
She was trying to spell it out with the marker, but you know, her hands were
pretty slippery.
They were tied up.
Oh, tied up, good. That's right. That's right.
Oh, they were tied.
And slippery though.
Yeah.
And slippery.
At the same, so that's just a double whammy.
Yeah.
Which actually is also kind of what we were doing to her at the time, was just both.
She's
having sex with her.
You're having sex with your mom.
In her ass and pussy at the same time. It's pretty.
How's that feel? What a way to find out, too. Live on the podcast.
I don't know.
To an audience of millions.
5 million people are listening right
now. That's crazy. I mean, that seriously is a number that we have 5 million listeners per episode.
It would be nice if you guys were my dads.
Yeah.
Well, we're not. Look, dude, it ain't like a. It ain't that kind of
thing. It would be cool to have two dads, but it's just two guys that fuck your mom.
Hey Frank, hey Terry.
Shut up.
One of them is definitely named Terry, by the way.
Be quiet. I'm going to my own. They both have their own living rooms. They have separate man caves.
If you guys just stick around and don't leave her and support her.
You already have a dad. A very supportive father who pays attention to what you do on the internet.
And hopefully will listen to this right now.
Yeah.
No, it's premium. He won't pay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn. We'll do a clip and send it to him.
Yeah, we're going to do. We got to get some guests on. Guys, if you have a guest you would like to request for the podcast, we can get basically anybody on.
Yeah, at this point.
We chose not to. It's, you know, it's not because
none of us want to do any work.
No, yeah, nobody wants to get on the podcast anymore. It's more that being lazy about it.
Yeah, we kind of have a high level.
Everyone's starting. All the comics are starting podcasts now.
Yeah, they think they can. And jump I think on it's this specifically.
Who else is starting them?
A couple of people. I've seen a couple of posts about it.
We weren't the first comics.
Well, so. I don't want to shit on specific people.
We literally are the first comics to ever have a podcast.
Yeah. Well, we're the ones to have a breakthrough podcast. You know?
Yeah,
it
means
nothing if you're already famous and you start a podcast.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We're podcasters.
We got international acclaim solely through podcasting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are people in
you
like
you know who hit me up today and listens to podcasts? Ron Howard.
Whoa. Opie.
Yep.
Not Opie and Anthony from the
yep. Yeah, Happy Days.
Happy Days. Or was it the Andy Griffith
Andy
show?
Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
Andy Griffith show.
Yeah.
He directed Saving Private
Gladiator.
Ryan.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, Schindler's List.
He directed Schindler's List.
I wanted to edit the last scene.
He directed Jaws?
The last scene in Schindler's List.
The color one?
Do this. No, not
with the
color
rocks?
One. The final scene in the movie where he's going around. We have all the Jews outside the factory.
Yeah,
he's
like,
this could have been a person and this could have been a person.
I could have saved,
And just change it to, he's like, you know, having a revelation about like how he could have helped more. You know, and he's like, this is... just like in the first Care Bears movie. When they call the cousins and say, we can all help.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Who is that
Did
woman?
You guys, you found know. That tweet?
Yeah, I'd actually seen that woman prior to that on Patreon. She like comes up in the like, who to check out on Patreon.
She what really? Does she have, a podcast?
No, she's an author. She writes like fantasy novels. She's like, it's probably autistic. You know, I felt bad when people started making fun of her because... as far as I know, she's not like particularly like involved in.
She's just a dweeb.
Yeah, she's like just a fucking
nice
nerd.
Person. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if she's a nice nerd. Person, but she's like definitely someone that's been bullied her entire life.
Yeah,
and then you know, so that the original tweet with the like Huffledore, we need you to be strong
defeat Trump.
Gillendorf. Yeah, well, yeah, the deal was the Trump. But then the follow-up to that was the Care Bears tweet. And it's like, I've never seen the Care Bears movie. It's
was
for
it
infants.
Made recently?
No, it was made in 1985.
Oh, it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
They didn't like do a CGI
a live action.
Remake.
I hope they do. I'm trying to get in there, dude.
They should remake the Care Bears movie.
Play Care Bear, yeah. Dude.
They should remake the Care Bears movie and do the CGI all like the new Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
They're all like 7'2" and weird, like, you know, realistic length limbs.
Yeah. Dude. No, I think it should be fat comedians in suits.
Yeah.
I'll let me get in there. Let me get Leonard Utz in the mix.
Yeah.
You,
Bobby can be the dad Care Bear.
You, good, man. Ralphie May, Funches.
Yes, fuck yeah. Get Jamel in the mix.
If Jamel puts on a couple, he can maybe get in there.
He's the Care Bear that uses the N-word.
Right. Jamel is fat. Who's kidding who? He doesn't get a pass on being fat because he's black and cool.
I thought he's black. So.
Huh? Yeah.
Black guys aren't fat.
It's like muscles and stuff, right?
You have to be so fat to be considered like Leonard. Like Leonard's fat as hell.
Yeah, what's his name?
But he's swagged out.
The dude from Breaking Bad, the stand-up?
Lavelle Crawford.
Lavelle Crawford.
Yeah, Lavelle Crawford lost like 400 pounds and he's still fat as shit.
Yeah, Faison Love.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All the 12 button guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Earthquake.
Yeah. My man, the front of my man jacket looking like the control panel on an elevator. Look at he laughing because he know. My man said, which floor are you trying to go to?
Hold that for me. Can you hold that for me?
Ding. And then they have to do like a 12 minute act out as to what riding on an elevator looks like.
Well, excuse me, which floor am I supposed to go on here?
Just murdering. Oh man, Sean Teal, that elevator bit is so good. When you do the doors opening and closing with your arms, you have to stand on the stool to make it look like you're going up and down. There you go, we're going up now.
And then
what does it do? It comes back down, don't it? Look, he laughing.
My man, no, yeah, he's been on an elevator.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was good.
They would just hang the dick, getting caught in the doors for some reason. Just get the find a way to make the microphone your dick in a joke.
They just put it in their pants because it's concealed. You know, I'm not exposing myself on the elevator.
What about a stand-up who does a stool-humping bit but, like, has to come? Like, can't do it until he's come? Yeah. Like, it just goes on for way too long.
If someone did a stool fucks you bit, now we're talking. Puts the whole stool in his ass.
I was thinking about doing that.
In Soviet Russia, stool clumps you.
The air sex championships, I always thought that was a stupid idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I always wanted to go and just do like a really graphic interpretation of being like raped in prison. Just like really just sell it. Like screaming, like crying. Yeah. Just
punch
like
yourself
really
in the nose.
Impassioned. Yeah. And just horrify everybody. Yeah. Right. Just swallow blood packets and throw them up.
No, please no.
We had to cancel the air sex championship.
That would be one way to completely destroy the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's way too successful.
That's really the only way I approach any kind of contest.
Is how you could destroy the entire
ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I like that. That's it's a kind of Al-Qaeda type of approach to...
I'm sorry, but someone put a turd in the jelly bean container, so we're having to cancel the contest.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so...
Should I start wearing berets?
Yeah. I was talking about that.
Yes. Dude, I was in fucking Bethesda and I just saw some obese, fat, fucking rich man wearing all black, a turtleneck and black pants and a fucking beret. It was so awesome.
I love it.
And he just kept looking around and wanting to be noticed, dude. It was so good. Oh, fuck.
Was it John Milius? What if it was John Milius?
We even talked about cool. That Greek guy that we saw in the Oh, dude. I found more details about him.
We spent the night at George's place.
Yeah, my roommate
in Greektown.
Shout out to George.
In Bethesda. Yeah. Shout out George. And we spent the night at his house and we're just fucking stoned and eating Domino's at Bethesda at 3 a.m., you know? And some guy just fucking barges in at 3 a.m. and is just like fucking nervously reading his fucking divorce papers. His dad. So George's dad runs like essentially a halfway home for divorced Greek men. like any divorced Greek guy, now that he's survived, he runs like an It Gets Better camp.
Jeez.
For other divorced middle-aged men who get cucked. And this guy fucking, I found out later, dude. So this guy, so he's reading his divorce papers. Literally, it's five of us stoned as hell watching Lethal Weapon at 3 a.m. And this guy's just sitting there like looming over us reading his divorce papers.
Yeah.
We wake up the next day and he's on a phone with a lawyer just reading them aloud, and it's like the shit his wife was saying. He's like, it says here that she no longer feels any love for him and she will be leaving and demands he does not come back into the house. He's like, we cannot tell the media about this. That's what he was saying. Like, what,
the media?
Yeah. So listen to this shit, dude. This guy fucking went crazy and started stalking his wife and stole like thousands of dollars worth of jewelry from her. Like, he just like, he fucking broke into the house, stole jewelry
that he bought for her.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
That's probably how I justified it.
And then, and so because he was being so fucking weird, his wife like sued him or whatever, like is taking him to court. And now she's like, their children if he ever like hit them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he like, I guess, hit one of the kids once. Mm-hmm. And now he's here on a weird visa. So he might get deported. Oh. Because he got cucked so hard that he's gonna get deported, dude.
And the whole time we're sitting there and like I have to just be quiet the whole time because like I'm the guy that was fucking his wife.
Yeah. You know, it was literally some fucking guy from the Greek national basketball team. He just retired to a village and started fishing, and his wife was there like 2 months on vacation with their children, and he just started fucking her, and that was it. Yeah.
Well, that's a very romantic country. I know that from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of cucking in Greece.
Yeah, dude, could you imagine getting cucked
Greece
so hard?
Greece
you get
and Italy
out of
are the land of being cucked.
I just saw like those Barilla Pasta ads where it's always like a housewife cooking and she's like imagining fucking.
Oh yeah, the
some,
hot
like,
Italian
17
guy?
Year old Italian boy riding around on a Vespa.
If he was retarded, it would be easier emotionally. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
Back to my retarded slave thing.
Yeah,
you got.
Well, it's like really I like that every Barilla Pasta ad isn't really an ad for pasta. It's an ad for like a disappointed housewife
for pool
that fucking
boys.
Hates her family.
Yeah.
It's like you cook Barilla and you think about leaving your husband. And that's what the pasta is good for. Is it provides you some nice escape from your horrific home life with your doughy piece of shit husband who you thought would be promoted by now. No. Still making 50 grand a year.
It's been a massive disappointment, but this make-believe... Yeah, there's also that shampoo that made women cum.
Yeah,
remember
Garnier Fructis,
baby.
No, it was Herbal Essence.
Oh, you're right. You know what I'm remembering? As I saw, there was a video like 10 years ago I remember watching multiple times, a girl shoving a bottle of Garnier Fructis in her pussy.
Mm. Oh.
So it wasn't Herbal Essence. But yeah, Herbal Essence, they had Dr. Ruth in the commercials.
Yeah.
Further, in case you didn't understand the orgasm reference, Dr. Ruth had to be there to be like, they're coming, by the way. That's coming.
I just want to see ripped. Like the husband side of it. It was like, sweetheart. Sweetheart, you've been using
Can
a lot of hot water.
Because I've got to use my Axe body spray to be raped in the grocery store by hordes of women.
Sweetheart, you've been in there for 3 hours. I don't know what the noise is. I might knock this door down. Are you in there with someone? Are you
the
are
bottle
you
just
cheating on me?
100% looks like a cock.
Some dude Oscar Pistorius is his wife because he thinks she's in there with a man. She's really
herbal essence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think? Oscar Pistorius's dick is also a scoop.
Yeah, it is. It's a blade dick.
Yeah, it's one of those speculum.
It's one of those weird shaped dildos that has like a clit thing and like
rabbit,
it's like a robot.
Rabbit.
It's a rabbit.
Adam uses those on his ass.
Well,
he tickles the balls.
I use
the clit.
Well, you know what's funny?
The clit part on my grundle. And then
the Hitachi.
It doesn't sound that bad.
The Hitachi
honestly.
Magic wand.
Was a back massager initially.
Well, now it's a pussy massager, but like Hitachi didn't release it under another brand name. So. You know, that's like they still make toasters and like power tools and shit. Mm-hmm. But if you type in Hitachi into Google, it's just like this, you know, depraved, disgusting sex toy.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
Ruining the proud name of Hitachi.
I just
what
wanna,
are they, Japanese?
I got to be Japanese. I just want to take a minute to say that I think that if men masturbate and I think women also do it and I think it's cool. If they decide to do it, and I don't think what Nick just said is true. I don't think it's
get
disgusting.
The fuck off of my show. Okay,
I'm all for anyone coming. Honestly,
don't ever challenge my masturbation beliefs. It's the one thing I hold dear.
I love when people come.
Yeah,
I want everyone to come right now. Let's all come. Let's all beat off till we come.
It would be, you know, I like when people laugh at like people for like coming in their pants, and it's like I would love it if I was able to do that.
Oh my god, hands free!
If I could fucking come in my pants.
Incredible.
Like if I just saw someone attractive and I came in my pants, it's like that's kind of like having bad sex with them.
Yeah,
in a way.
I'm gonna count that as sex. Yeah, I'm gonna count that as full sex.
If I just saw someone attractive
like
and I came in my pants, I would
it's
feel
coming in your pants.
That would be great.
It's 100% not sex. It's not even
no,
jerking off.
Kind of like
what? Some weird what? Thing where you instantly come.
What time?
That would rule. I wouldn't, and then I wouldn't be thinking about it.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. It would be cool because then you get like 7 minutes
that as sex,
of like free, your mind is clear.
You know how
for
fucking chill
minutes?
You would be if you came in your pants? And like it wasn't visible. Like if you were talking to somebody you thought was attractive and you just immediately came in your pants and then you were like, oh, well, now I can just be chill.
Then you have the upper hand in that discussion.
You don't need to add.
You're
suck.
Not nervous.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you good. Finally hook up with them and they're like, well, you're going to come? And you're like, I already came 7.5 hours ago. No, but yeah, when we first started hooking up. Yeah, during the conversation portion of the
You know, we had some bad sex 7 hours ago. You know, you had no idea that I was coming when there was pre-cum just all over my cock. We were talking about plays and I just had fucking soggy-ass boxer briefs on.
Yeah, dude, I would love to come in my pants. If you could just do it like on command, too.
You know, oh, I'd be amazing
to like get out of work. Like, imagine if you had some shitty like retail job.
Sorry, and I gotta leave. I came in my pants.
Oh yeah,
sorry, boss. Yeah, yeah. I can't fucking. I gotta leave the orange these Julius sweaters. There's jizz all over my fucking corduroys.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I came in my pants. Yeah. I gotta leave Abercrombie right now.
Can I take a second lunch?
What, y'all what got happened? Wet wipes?
Yeah.
Y'all got wet wipes, yeah?
Just a fucking... You just wear nothing.
I'm gonna need the loner underwears, please. Yeah, just I wear, came in my pants again.
Like, God damn it, Craig, we're gonna need you to start wearing diapers.
Yeah.
I pants too much.
I'm gonna need the Enterprise rental car loaner underwears. I would like to speak to the manager,
please. Oh my God, did you just come in your
pants?
Ma'am, I understand you're upset about this, but it is a medical... this is something
ma'am,
that...
Please put your breasts away, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm warning you. Ma'am, cover up, please. Please.
Yeah. Or like if you did it when you're nervous, like you have to give a presentation in class and you're like, Tiananmen Square, I'm sorry.
And then you just give the best presentation after you come.
And then you're fucking Don Draper.
Put that coffee down. Coffee should be becoming their pants. You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you. Oh, fuck.
There's only one thing that matters in this life. Always be coming.
ABC, baby.
Goddamn.
Getting them to sign on the stain on your pants. What else happened this week? Did we do shit?
Trump got mad at the play.
Oh yeah. Hamilton.
Real
fucking gay ass Hamilton.
Yeah,
he got mad.
Well, the theater's supposed to be a safe space.
It's a safe space for people that hate gay people.
I was so hoping this election would be over and we wouldn't have to talk about this shit ever again.
I know. No, he's just going to be the president for 4 years.
We don't have to.
No, we don't.
You just brought it up. I wouldn't talk about movies that I didn't like.
What else
we
were talking about jizz.
I'm sorry, dude.
You were actually on brand for once.
Yeah.
We're trying to get back on track here.
Yeah, we haven't talked about cum enough, honestly.
That's true.
That was a fun little aside there.
When's the last time you came?
I just masturbated.
You beat off before you came?
Not before I came, but...
When?
There was a moment this
morning.
What'd
you beat off to?
I beat off to some internet pornography.
What? Come on, dish.
X-Videos
or Hamster?
X-Hamster.
I've been going X-Vids for
the
longest time.
That's weird. Is that like a Richard Gere reference?
Yeah. It must be.
Yeah.
I think it's a Richard Gere reference.
Wouldn't it be X-Gerbil?
No, it depends on where you live, dude. It's one of those like colloquial...
Yeah, it's like
No, it is. Like either it's either Prince or Marilyn Manson that got a rib removed to suck their own dick.
Yeah,
because we're... You know, growing up, I remember being Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
I was browbeaten by people.
Oh, I thought it was
Marilyn Manson. I think it was our generation, actually.
Well, in my adult life, it's been people telling me over and over again, it's fucking... You know, it's
That's
Prince,
crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Not Marilyn Manson.
Man, Prince fucked.
Yeah, yeah. In the mid-Atlantic, it's gerbils. In the South, like the deep South, it's hamsters.
Okay. Well, I've heard mice. I've heard rats. I've heard gerbils.
Rats?
Yeah.
I've heard a peacock.
Rats could live up there for years.
A guinea pig?
Guinea pig, yeah.
Well, you know what that
what
means.
What is it?
You know what that means? Is it means that it's true.
Yeah.
Because he's worked his way through all... Mm-hmm. If it was one thing everywhere, you know, be like, all right, that's insane.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's every different type of rodent is indicative of a pattern of behavior. Look, if all I need is the word pizza one time to assume that everyone in the Democratic establishment is raping children, then I know for a fact that the Richard Gere thing is true.
Well...
Actually, pizza party is just code for they go to see a show where Richard Gere shoves rats.
That is, well, it's not that Richard Gere does that. It's that he got it stuck there. That's something that all gay guys do is that they put rodents in their asses, right?
That's how you check to see if you're gay.
My friend explained to me how he did it one time. He was
if
like,
it comes
oh,
out and sees
its
shadow, you're actually gay for 6 weeks.
He puts it in a toilet paper roll and then puts the toilet paper roll in his ass and then pulls the toilet paper roll out. It's like an applicator.
Oh, like a tampon.
And the physics of the thing, it was great. And then, you know, it starts suffocating, so it starts scratching, and that's what makes him cum.
Ooh.
Ew.
Yeah.
So he like damages his rectum? Yeah.
Do they declaw it?
Well, that's the why he does it, is because the animal freaks out and it dies in his ass, and the feeling of an animal dying in his ass, struggling to get out and clawing and biting.
Yeah.
it gives him power and it's painful and it makes him come.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the first gay guy to put a rodent in his ass was?
It was, hold on.
You?
Little Richard.
Mm-mm.
Was it you?
Mm-mm. It's much older.
Was it you?
I didn't invent it.
Are you sure it wasn't Little Richard?
Was it you?
It was William Shakespeare.
Was it you?
It was.
You know, all of his plays were actually written by Richard Gere.
Yeah. They're all plagiarisms.
By Sir Francis Bacon, who's been in a movie with literally everybody.
Yeah, it's That's true. Right. Yeah. It's all 7 degrees 69 from, degrees Sir Francis,
Sir Francis Bacon.
Bacon, right? Yeah. That's the game, right?
Sir Francis Bacon, she's probably cool, huh? You probably had a lot of bacon.
Yeah, dude. You know who I like better? Sir Francis Pizza, dude.
Yeah. There had to have been mad, mad pedophiles back then. They wouldn't let women in the theater, so the boys were the women.
Oh, yeah.
That was a, that I was a women fun were way
in the balcony.
That, no, in actual plays.
In the plays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. Shakespeare was all boys.
Yeah, 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 women.
And you had to suck their dicks on the stage.
Yeah.
But yeah. you were forced to.
No, throughout history, it's been like this thing where it's like, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. About fucking kids?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
come on, man. It's like the same way it's like not replacing the toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
that level of like nuisance. It's like, ah.
Yeah.
Do you have well, to
Well, those, like in that show Rome, Octavius or whatever, he like disappears for a minute and his mom's were, is like, you know, she asked him in like weird Latin, at, you know, Roman talk or whatever. But she was like, were you sucking off your Uncle Julius?
And he's like, shut up, Mom.
He's like, no, I wasn't.
Shut up, Mom. I wasn't sucking him off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was doing actually something much worse, hiding the fact that he suffers from seizures,
mm-hmm.
which no one could find out
much
about.
Much worse than sucking off yeah, your
yeah,
uncle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's really what happens.
That's awesome. Yeah.
The show.
Don't they still fuck children like big time in the Middle East?
In Greeks absolutely do it. Yeah, no, that was a problem in Afghanistan.
Yeah, legitimately.
That, like the fucking tribal leaders were like fucking boys and like like army like the Pentagon was like saying like yeah don't report that or you know
yeah. mm-hmm.
or get involved.
Well, that's how they defeated the Soviet Union in the 80s.
Yeah, they boy fucked dick, all the Soviet boy boys.
They fucked all the boys. Yeah,
that is so awesome that you could be misogynistic and so gay and then just like but if you're just
well,
like
the two aren't mutually exclusive.
I know, but it's like
yeah,
a
like
lot of
Milo.
Gay guys hate women.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like Milo. absolutely. I think we even talk about how there's a certain kind of gay guy who is the most misogynistic person on earth.
Yeah,
it's just
like
a gay guy who has no use
you,
for women.
Dude. That's who it is.
No, I'm very straight and I have sex with lots of women who are big fans. Anyway, what I was talking about was it's hilarious that they could just like fuck children then also be homophobic.
Yeah,
that's my favorite kind of.
Well, makes sense to me.
Like,
what, yeah, but all that shit
based
like
on my childhood.
It's a performance.
Didn't Africa Bambaataa fuck kids?
Yeah, it just turned out that he was a monster the entire yeah. time. Yeah,
but he's probably what's his song? The big one.
His big song was. It was Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross is asexual.
Yeah, that's true. Christopher Cross has never...
Christopher Cross comes in his pants to the idea of getting a chubby. He imagines becoming semi-erect, and then without becoming erect at all, he comes in his pants to that thought.
Just a perfect jizz yeah. droplet pours
he
out of his soft
cock. He thinks about putting
cock.
On like an extremely comfortable pair of Italian pants. That's what makes him go.
In slippers. Just like warm slippers.
Sailing makes me.
Who'd be the funniest person to have a pedophile scandal? What about Jimmy Buffett? That'd be pretty funny.
That'd be good. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's always funny.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, oh, what?
Yeah. It's never not
you're
funny.
You're fucking kids.
That is a good question. That's a fun thought experiment.
I feel like a female pedophile is funnier.
Nah, that's never funny.
No?
No.
It's never funny. The female one's never funny.
Didn't they say Paula Poundstone?
We talked exactly this. Maybe we had this exact theoretical because Paula Poundstone.
I think so. This is sounding familiar.
Yeah, we definitely talked about Paula Poundstone. Anyway.
Oh, Elon Musk. That would be good.
Yeah,
that would
be
really funny.
That'd be good.
They're like,
society needs
him. He finally gets to space and he's on the moon and he's like raping a 3-year-old and waving at Earth. He's like, I can do it up here. Why did you think I was going to the moon?
What, no rules.
I wanted to help humanity. Yeah. You kidding? I'm a billionaire. Why would I help people? No, so I could rape this child on the moon.
Hell yes, dude.
Yeah, man.
Advanced penetration ain't illegal, dog.
All right, well, that's going to do it. You guys are great. Thanks.